This is Dr. Rawlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Durfee, D-U-R-F-E-E, first name Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, date of birth March 1st, 1959, date of evaluation January 22nd, comma, 2026. Please note that this is a stat dictation. The patient is anticipated to have surgery within 36 hours. The chief complaint, 66-year-old female with abnormal EKG. The HBI, the patient is a 64-year-old female who reports a right side meniscal tear, period. She experienced pain beginning in approximately mid-December of 2025, period. Pain was described as aching and involving the medial aspect of the right knee, period. Initially, pain was noted to be 10/10 subjectively, but has now decreased /level off to 3/10, period. She was evaluated by the orthopedic surgeon on December 31st following x-ray and an MRI, period. She was noted to have abnormal EKG and was referred for the evaluation, period. The patient reports a history of cardiac event in 2020, period. She was noted to have chest pain and elevated troponin I, period. She underwent left heart catheterization, but was found to have normal coronaries, period. The patient currently denies any chest discomfort or shortness of breath, period. Past medical history includes one type 2 myocardial infarction, next number borderline hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, left knee surgery, next number left heart catheterization. The medications: Lexapro 10 milligrams one daily, aspirin 81 milligrams one daily. The allergies: levofloxacin. The family history: grandmother had heart disease at age 96. Mother had congestive heart failure at age 86, period. The review of systems: neck, she has pain, which she attributes to arthritis in her neck. Psychiatrics, she reports depression, for which she takes medications. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination: vital signs, blood pressure 133/77, pulse 74, respiratory rate 18, height 68 inches, weight 177.4. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The right knee demonstrates tenderness to palpation, period. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 71 beats per minute. There's mild T-wave change in the high lateral leads, but otherwise unremarkable. The laboratory sodium 136, potassium 4.6, chloride 106, bicarb 26, BUN 13, creatinine 0.77, glucose 100, white blood cell count 5.8, hemoglobin 13.7, platelets 372. The impression, this is a 66-year-old female who sustained a right knee injury, period. The patient is known to have history of cardiovascular event, period. She apparently had chest pain and elevated troponin I, but was found to have a normal left heart catheterization, period. She now presents with borderline abnormal ECG, period. She is otherwise asymptomatic, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is asymptomatic, period. She has had a previous left heart catheterization, period. She does have mildly abnormal EKG, period. However, this is not prohibitive in regards to her procedure. She has no evidence of chronic kidney disease, dysrhythmia, or congestive heart failure, period. She has primary osteoarthritis of the right knee and a complex tear of the medial meniscus of the right knee, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.